Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Checkmate, bitches.
It's so appropriate. This is exciting. Not the fact that we take you into the audio anesthesia that is Tiger Baseball, but because Rico has a special guest, and it's like Voltron. You're going to plug Rico and our guest into this show, and look, last night was theater. Rico was attending some high-level scrimmages, like in the film Hustle, and on the way home, Rico was greeted with a text from me at the news that Troy Weaver had taken out the Knicks recycling bin for them, and I'll let Rico read you that text, but the best part is we came into work today and we were ready to roll, but corporate Costa came in on his trapeze.
He came
in. There was a big corporate event today.
Three-piece suit.
Right. He wanted to stroll in, make his presence known. And within
Glad
a minute.
Hand. Good to meet you, Jimmy
right,
Costa.
He threw some barbs my way regarding my opinion on our Detroit teams and our GMs and our lack of urgency. And I said, well, look, we can settle this real quick. Why do you need to talk about this right now? Just join us. Straight up. Just come on the show. So we are very pleased. The man who was in the open.
You know what? I would like to welcome you to the God Coalition, because that's basically what David and I have been titled.
You guys have been doing the Lord's work, dealing with checkmate, bitches.
We are trying to sit here and preach to this heathen, but he does not want to listen. But you know what? We will not turn our back to this young man. We will convert him.
I can't wait for the dramatic reading of Mike's text that he sent you last night.
Okay, let me just give the story. So I was actually, when the news was breaking, I was on the phone with a friend and like, whoa, stop. I'm like, what happened? And there we're reading. I'm like, wait, the Pistons just made this trade.
Mm.
Huh. Okay. And what else? And what else? Okay. Wow, okay. Doesn't seem like this trade is complete. It had the same feel of Jeremy Grant. We found out that Jeremy Grant got traded for a 2025 first-round pick. That was not salacious. That didn't move the needle.
No, it opened cap space.
24 hours later, kind of like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, the twist came. I get it now. I understand. So now I'm sitting here saying, Mike hasn't found out. Mike hasn't found out. Then I'm driving back from Lansing, and on my dashboard pops message Mike Foligny, and it has the arrow. You can play it if you want. There's a picture of Mike that I got from when the Celtics were up and they were beating the Bucks. Where Mike
the Celtics are the balls.
Mike's giving me the one finger salute.
He's telling him he's number one.
So this
fan.
Is now the photo that pops up whenever Mike calls me.
That is great.
Or texts
it's
me.
Awesome.
So I said, okay, I let my vehicle read the text message to me.
F*** you, Rico and David. Pistons add $19 million on payroll, on Burks and Noel. Enjoy that dog.
Accurate.
That That?
You want to know what it's like getting a text from me? There you go.
Let's crank up the volume. One more time for the people. This is what the actual text. I am not making it up. Here's how it sounded.
F*** you, Rico and David. Pistons add $19 million on payroll. On Burks and Noel. Enjoy that dog s***.
Two, four, eight. Hey, that's exactly how I feel. How does the Knicks recycling taste?
Because I'm like, okay, I can feel Mike's anger, but this nice lady's reading this text.
Right, it was so appropriate.
Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. Spin it.
Let it breathe.
Spin it.
You obviously have never played chess in your life. Let it breathe. Let's see what other moves Weaver is working on. I've already established they were never winning the title next year.
Oh, no way. Now,
They're not in contention.
So now you have contracts that will fall off your books. If you can't move the guys now, they'll fall off your books in a year. And next year's free agent class, you can be able to go after.
Oh, really? Who? Have you looked at next year's class?
I have.
And what do you see?
Were you wanting to swing for the fences?
What are you, signing LeBron at age 50? Because he's going to need a wheelchair. You want Russ Westbrook?
LeBron's still putting up numbers. Mike, better yet, who does Mike want them to get? Was Miles Bridges he that guy, or yes, was he just the prettiest girl at 2 a.m.?
Ding, ding, ding.
Is DeAndre Ayton is a top 100 player? No.
Giving a center who can't shoot a max so you can sell a couple tickets next season doesn't feel like the right way to build a basketball team.
The guys that you want are never going to leave their team, okay? So everybody's going to have flaws. So I don't understand this perfect free agent that's out there because he doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Because if he's that good.
The top two free agents that are available are Ayton and Bridges. And
you had no shot at one.
Show me. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm willing to put it on the board. The Pacers are going to max him out. And if Charlotte matches, fine.
You have no shot.
Fine enough. But you can go get Ayton.
So you'd rather tie up your money for 72 hours just to prove, well, we went after him.
Yes.
Because Charlotte has said, guys, don't even come by here.
Yeah.
We're going to lock him up.
And you remember how you called the Kings bluff? I'm calling the Hornets bluff.
Yeah, but who called the Kings bluff?
He did.
Troy Weaver did.
Right.
The guy who knows what he's doing.
Right.
The guy who made the trade last night. And let's call it what it is.
So what's his problem here?
Because Sacramento and Charlotte are two different organizations.
They're both garbage.
Yes, but Sacramento, crackhead, once again.
Okay.
Charlotte, they make mistakes, but they're like, hey, we realize we should have locked him up. We didn't. We undervalued him.
Mm-hmm.
He went up. He blew up this year in a contract year. We're going to pay this man.
Rico, what this comes back to is Mike is impatient. It's the central theme every time a move doesn't get made.
Hold on. Wait a minute. David, do we have breaking news? That's breaking news right
there. Yeah, I know.
Mike's impatient.
Water's wet. Boobs are fun. Mike's impatient. My issue is this.
Man yells at minute rice while he cooks.
Right, exactly. Damn you.
40 seconds. Come on.
Look, this is where the people have to decide. I just laugh because we sat here and we talked about, you know what? This Grant move opened up all this cap space. They're setting the table. They're ready to drop a max on somebody. And the whole idea is this. Not about whether they win the title or not. That's a cheap argument. Of course, they're not going to win a title. The point is, Cade's in year two. I got another rookie in Ivy. I got another kid in Dern who's not ready to play yet. If I bring in a 23-year-old guy who has 4 years of experience in Ayton, and is Ayton perfect? No. But he's 18-10, and he can guard multiple spots, and he can shoot an 18-footer, and even Rico will agree. Can he shoot the three? No, Jimmy. He only took 17 of them. I don't argue it.
And
he quit on his team.
And he quit on his team. Yeah.
The point I'm making is the idea, I want to show Cade, and I want to show this fan base, within the team's time frame, fellas, we're going to play meaningful games here. And if I bring DeAndre Ayton in, or if I bring Miles Bridges in, right? Everybody talks about it's a wing league, and I agree with it. If I bring one of these two guys in, I think this team could flirt with the play-in game. Why does it matter? Because a generation of fans is lost. That's not Troy Weaver's fault. It is his problem. And it's the same thing with blessed Stevie Y.
Bite what? Your tongue.
No, he has to make this an impactful summer. And even that bearded guy who's already been drinking because he's going to the wrestling event tonight, even he agrees with me. What I am tired of, and I appeal to the masses, I am tired. We should change the call letters of this station to WFNY. Waiting for next year. Because there's just no accountability in this town.
Give me the flag.
Troy, no.
97.1 WFNY.
That's a flag.
WFU. The whole thing I'm trying to say is, how many of these years of our life are we just going to burn?
How did he burn this year? He went into the draft and got not one, two lottery picks for Jeremy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good enough for you.
Not when you had max slots available and you literally had the Knicks pay you $6 million to take two dead bodies.
You don't spend just to spend.
I'm not. I had a plan. Troy Weaver's made 12 moves at the center position. I could have made one and fixed it.
Here's the thing, Mike. I still say we may end up getting the same results by the end of the year. I know you need it right now. You're the child in the cereal aisle throwing the tantrum, not realizing your parents are going to take you to McDonald's after they leave the grocery store. But you need the cereal right now. So while we're all eating Big Macs, enjoy that cold bowl of cereal.
I guess
here's what could happen.
The comparison would be if my parents had forgotten me at the grocery store and I'd been waiting a decade for that cereal.
No.
Rico.
Mike, here's
this
the thing.
When are any of these guys going to show some urgency?
Mike, you don't make moves to pacify the fans.
Oh, I totally disagree.
If it
fits your profile, the business aspect of it matters, Jim. A 23-year-old
So don't
DeAndre
build it the right Ayton. Way. Pacify your fans.
How is a 23-year-old Ayton or a 24-year-old Miles Bridges not the right way? I'm not asking you to give up assets. I'm asking you to spend money.
But here's the beauty of it. I know you want Ayton here. And I still think that they could get Ayton. It's not going to be a max deal.
How? They paid Bagley and they brought in Nerlens Noel's dead body.
Because you know what? Kind of like every other sports, it's monopoly money. If you want something, you can make it happen. The salary cap... It's fugazi.
It's a weasel. It's a wazzle.
I'm glad you just mentioned that because the NBA just announced, and I have to look at the numbers of what this means for Detroit.
Yeah, get your abacus.
But they just added $11.6 million to what was projected to be the salary.
Oh, good. Maybe Leon Rose can take a dump in a box, and we'll take that here, too.
So, once again, Mike, it may be possible for them to get in either on a three-way deal, or they could go after Ayton and sign him for a couple years.
Show me.
See what happens. Because here's the thing.
Or sign and trade.
I guess I'm missing out on all the teams lined up to get DeAndre.
I don't care. See, that's what you're missing. And look, I want to throw the number out because I can bicker with you guys for 4 hours. That's great.
Well, hour and 20 minutes.
Well, either way, it's more entertaining than Tiger baseball. The reality is...
That's good stuff.
You know what? To hell with it. I'll get you a laugh. Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
Wrong one.
That's good stuff.
And why not?
Go crazy.
The point I'm trying to make, people... You're either Team Cookies and Rico or you're Team Mike. I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of not trying. And yes, I want to go out and be aggressive. That doesn't mean you're selling your future, so spare me that phone call. You have max slot available. No, I don't want Alec Burks and Nerlens Noel. I don't. Not interested. You already took back the dead body of Kemba Walker, and that took $9 million off your cap. I wanted Ayton or Bridges. Hockey, it's the same viewpoint. I need Stevie Y to go out, make multiple impactful signings, not just to get over the spending threshold, but then I want to see a bold trade. It's time to move forward. What is it with many, like the two gentlemen, wonderful human beings, tremendous radio talents, but these two guys, it's just like, we'll get to it next year.
Because the last time I saw a general manager go out there and spend money to pacify fans, you ended up with Javi Baez.
But see, I told you that was a bad signing.
But he spent money. He did this. He did that.
Do you view Ayton or Bridges as
you're not
Javi
okay?
Baez?
Once again,
because I don't.
Once I realized that Bridges was off the table, I was with you. If you could get Miles Bridges, if for some reason Charlotte said, you know what, we're not good with you, I was all in. I would be just as angry as you right now. But once Charlotte and the people I talked to said, there's no way they're letting him out. So now we're just down to DeAndre Ayton. You know what? I'm good.
So you weaponize your cap space. You pick up a couple picks. You get the ball rolling. The snowball, you add momentum
to it.
This
poor guy. Weaponize your cap space in Detroit.
This is the next step.
Your biggest growth is going to be from Cade and Ivy, not from sprinkling in DeAndre Ayton to pacify
Cade,
people.
And I would even throw in Sadiq Bey.
Yes.
I think it's year two of Cade.
Okay. Right. Why would I ever want to get him a center who goes 18-10 and can guard multiple
spots? We got 11 of them already.
You know what, Mike? I'm at your level of DEFCON when we get to year four and we've seen nothing of Ayton.
And that's why WFNY. We're changing the call letters. Year four. Yes, because if they get Ayton, they're winning the title, right?
No,
will you be the grandmaster of the parade going down Woodward?
Do I think if Troy, and whether it's Ayton Bridges or fill in blank, A-list player, if you added a veteran on a good one, not a dead guy, a guy in his mid-20s who could be the adult in the room, yes, I think they could be 10 to 12 games better. Yes, I think they'd play good basketball. And yes, oh my God, wait for it. I think it would help the development of the players Jim is listing.
And I think that with Ayton, bringing in Ivy and Durant, yeah, you can still be 10 games better next year.
I don't.
Because, hey, last time
but I who cares? We're waiting for next
year. Rookies are going to play, Mike.
248-539-9797. Get your season ticket packages for when Jalen Duren's a G League Ignite. Can't wait to see those home games. David on the ticket text. I want the people to come in because you're on one side of this argument or the other. It's white or black. It's hot or cold. It's yes or no. There's no, I can see both sides. No, Stoney, you can't.
We've actually integrated our team. We're now mixed.
Ebony and Ivory?
It's not just white or black. We added cookies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.